Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 4 with verses 8 through 14. At a time when you did not know God, you became slaves to things that by nature are not God's. But now that you have come to know God, or rather, to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and destitute elemental powers? Do you want to be slaves to them all over again? You are observing days, months, seasons, and years. I am afraid, on your account, that perhaps I have labored for you in vain. I implore you, brothers, be as I am, because I have also become as you are. You did me no wrong. You know that it was because of a physical illness that I originally preached the gospel to you. And you did not show disdain or contempt because of the trial caused you by my physical condition, but rather you received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. When you see your friends begin to slide back into the craziness of the world, do you stop and yell, "Wait a minute, what are you doing?" Leaving God out of any decision. The right to privacy leads to the hidden life of shame, whether you do it with excess or you do it when you blame. You promote the inability to receive forgiveness until you say, enough is enough. Place God first and find your way in everything as a saint. This, my friends, is not a cliche. It is what your preachers preach each and every day. They practice like I pray and proclaim, minus his true presence received following the Spirit of Truth, as the Eucharist of belief Jesus did ordain. Paul was pleading with his Galatian friends, trying to prevent their demise by the hand of self, destroying the needs of salvation by the flesh of gratification over eternal living in heaven received an angel in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please pray with me our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those as I forgive and share with you, my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those that we said that we would pray for. As we pray for those who in the silence of their own hearts are aching to return to Mother's Church. As we pray for Holy Mother Church. May the blood of Jesus that nourished her beginning cover the world in his salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Name of poem comes from a study of Galatians 4, it's verses 8 through 14. It's a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing in areas. Its title, Elemental Destitute weak, repute. God, know not, time before, slaves became you, nature implored, God ignored. God, know now. God, now know. God knows you, cute. Why back turn show? Elemental, destitute, weak, repute. Slaves of powers mute, vain, Paul has tried to refute. See life as I, Paul, tried to compute. Gospel preached without wrong, his commute. Gospel preached originally, illness physical. Disdain none you allowed me to compete. Condition physical caused trial, accidental. Jesus Christ, God's angel, received complete. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's February 19th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. That's you, my love. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today's scripture took us a little past the 6:03 original according mark. We're going to close at 7:21 in the name of Jesus. We thank you for joining us. God bless friends John and Marie, as we do each day. Lift you up in prayer. Get stronger, my friends. Getting ready to come see you pretty soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus.